systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Hello and welcome to the Jam Hole. Today is Wednesday, April 9, 2008. If you give a fuck, my name's Matt.
And my name's Braden.
And this is the 21st episode of the Jam Hole, the 21. Wednesday night show. Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Our show is now legally able to drink.
Nice.
Yes. Yeah. So, and now I plan on getting our dro, our show completely wasted and taking full advantage of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you think?
I'm down.
All right. You hear that, show? We're coming for you. So, yeah, thank you so much for listening. Thanks for everyone sending us messages and all that kind of shit. It's been great. If you guys have anything you want to tell us, info@thejamhole.com, or you can click on the show notes if you have something pertinent to whichever episode. You can just leave a comment there. So, yeah, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing good.
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 Fuck you. All right.
Fuck you.
Well, first, I kind of wanted to talk about a couple of podcasts we were mentioned on.
This is kind of cool.
It's kind of an honor, but then once you, like, listen to the shows you're mentioned on, and then you're like,
you kind of feel ashamed.
Yeah. But it's a weird podcaster, internet radio show, celebrity, web-lebrity, I don't know. It's a weird thing we have that I never was like this before, but now, like, if I know that we're being mentioned on a show, no matter how shitty or awful or how much it hurts me physically or mentally or both in most cases, I still have to listen to it.
Yeah.
I have to.
Just
because
you got to hear what you say.
Yeah, I know, but it's weird. It's like, why should we care? But then again, it's like something we made and people are listening to it, and we live in this little fucking buttfuck whole town.
Well, in that way, we get to see how much better we are than they are.
That is true. That is true. So speaking of how much better we are than they are, The Daily Splice was the first show we noticed that mentioned us, and it's a good thing. What if anybody out there has a show and you mention us, leave a comment so we know to listen to it. Like, I never would have found this fucking show if it wasn't for them leaving a comment saying, hey, we talked about you. And basically, I listened to a couple episodes, and as painful as that was.
Very painful.
The intro music reminds me of a gay disco.
You're right.
Not saying that I frequent gay discos, but you know.
But if you were to go to one, that's what I'd imagine.
Right,
to hear.
Like you kick the door open and the wind like blows your hair and jacket back, and then you just hear this like gay fucking housey, disco-y, butt-fucky kind of music. And,
yeah,
so that's their intro, and that just how gay...
That sets the pace for the show.
Right, basically, because I couldn't stop trying to figure out, like, which one of the hosts was gay, but still kind of in the closet, because he's afraid the other host might think bad of him or might, you know, want to date him. So, I don't know, I couldn't really focus on what they were talking about, but... Basically, these guys are the kind of people that don't really have anything to say of their own, so they make a show around other people's shows.
Yeah,
does that make sense?
They thrive on other people's,
right.
You know,
basically, they're
success.
Like a portal podcast or something. Like they take
just
it,
mention other people.
They take it upon themselves to each day listen to three or four different shows, and then
they have no lives.
Right. Well, yeah.
But neither do we.
Yeah, well, yeah, more so than this, and then they just talk about what those other shows were like. So
right.
I guess it's all right if you just want to hear about other shows, but they don't do it very well, and the quality is kind of shitty.
It's just kind of boring.
I don't mean to brag about how fucking professional and crystal clear my voice is or anything, but I'm gonna a little.
Just a little.
Yeah, so yeah, that's them. The Daily Splice. Do you remember which episode we were mentioned on?
I don't know which one that was.
So what? Today's Wednesday, so whatever their newest one was on Wednesday, that's the one we're on, if you want to hear it. The next show that mentioned us is the Team Evil show. This is a show by Dirtface. He's another Keith and the Girl fan, as are we. And yep. Hopefully he's going on the cruise so we can fucking, you know, hang out and talk fucking geek. Yeah. But his show's all right. He's got a really funny voice. It's like he doesn't really have to say anything funny. Not like Team Drunk Ottawa, just because of their accent. Well, it's just right. The way his voice is. He's English, I would imagine. He didn't have much of an
accent.
But,
you know, again, that was his third episode.
Right. And yeah,
how funny were we on our third episode?
We were so funny. Our third episode actually had to get taken down because people were dying of laughter. But it's still around if you know where to look, or you know, you could probably ask me and I'd give you a copy of it. Yeah, but let's see. I think the Team Evil show is the first podcast I've ever listened to that has used a podcast to break up with somebody.
Yeah.
And that is fucking genius,
awesome.
Man. That's better than fucking sending a text message breaking up with someone. This is like,
it's the next level.
You hate that bitch so bad. You didn't go to her and tell her. You went to your friend's house and fired up the fucking recording software and you fucking told that bitch, I'm done with you, bitch. Get away from me, bitch.
Get away from me, bitch.
And then you saved it and then you uploaded it and then you made a blog post about it. That's awesome. Right on, Dirtface. And what was his co-host's name? Was it his co-host? Because it kind of sounded like he was calling in from a cell phone
something. Yeah, it kind of did sound like a cell phone.
But that's cool, man. It'll come. And we'll throw a link to our site on there so you guys can all check it out. The one thing that kind of bugged me was when they did give us our plug, and I know this is being anal, but, you know, it's a plug, so.
Right. Get it right, come on.
Yeah, they said jamhole.com.
Right.
We are not jamhole, we are not a jamhole, we are not her jamhole
or
his
jamhole.
We are the jamhole. The one and only jamhole. So, yeah. And Braden's name is Braden, not, what do you say?
I don't Bryden. Know.
Just remember, it rhymes with gay, din. Got it?
Thanks.
All right. Oh, let's see. It was a fun-filled couple of days. The first thing I really want to get into is, people, if I'm delivering water to your fucking house, please, 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 if your dog shits in the house, fucking clean it up. It's not that hard. The dog just shit. What do I do? Common sense would say fucking clean that shit up or throw a newspaper on it.
So but, you seriously go to houses where there's dog
well,
shit?
Well, not you couldn't see the shit, but every time I call this lady, like I'll call her when I'm on my way there and she's like, "Just a minute, I have to let the dogs out." Nah. And there's like five fucking dogs and they're all like, "Rah, rah, 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 fucking shut up, dogs. I hate you." And then I fucking go into her house and as soon as the door opens, I was knocked over
by dogs.
By the smell of dog shit.
Seriously?
In the house.
What?
And I fucking, I had to make two trips in there. On my second trip, I fucking held my breath. Literally.
It's disgusting.
Yeah, I could not fucking, I almost threw up in my mouth. And that's gross, because then I would have had the dog shit smell and throw up in my mouth.
Right.
But just do me a favor and fucking take care of yourself.
Fucking disgusting.
We're adults. Take care of your fucking selves. Take care of your dogs if you insist on fucking having them. And just clean that shit up. Don't let it sit until your fucking deadbeat husband comes home and be like, "Ugh, the dog shit, clean it up." Ugh.
Hey, you know what I just realized?
What?
No wonder people's kids are so shitty. They can't even clean up after their dog.
Oh, I know.
Let alone their kid.
I know. You fucking people. And then while I was up there, same route, the next place I want to talk about is, people, if you insist on living, you know, 15 miles out of town, at least have the fucking decency to pave your fucking road. It took me literally like 45 minutes to get up this fucking road because it had the most hugest fucking potholes in it, for one.
Wow.
And then it had washboard like up the whole fucking road, so that was unavoidable. And then to top it all off, there's these big rolling sections of it. And, like, when you hit it, the first one, all the jugs in the back get air. Like, literally. And they just, oh, and it was knocking me around. I had just eaten some tornadoes, and they weren't, you know.
They're agreeing so
much.
Yeah,
you know. You know how we do on $3 a day.
Yeah.
But it was so horrible. And just the whole time, I was just getting more pissed and more pissed. Like, really, next time I'm going to fucking call you, and you're going to meet me at the bottom of that fucking road, because I'm so sick of driving up there. And then we wonder why the truck breaks, because you have to drive on shitty fucking roads. I mean, seriously, if you're going to live there, pave that shit. Oh, and then, and then, on top of all that shit,
yeah,
all that shit, take a guess. Take a fucking shot in the fucking dark.
Even.
What do all these people have?
Dogs.
Fucking dogs. These motherfuckers have 7 big, stupid, loud, so loud, black dogs. And I don't not like them because they're black. I don't like them because they're dogs. And I guess that kind of goes for the black people that go around barking at people like, right. Oh, my dog.
Bark at me, dog. Bark at me.
What's up, dog? What's my crack? But, yeah, that's besides the point. These fucking dogs, dude. There's even a note on my route card that says, the dogs will bark, but they won't bite. It's okay. Because they follow the truck. They get, like, in front of it. And I don't even stop, dude. I just go. And somehow they manage to get the fuck out of the way. And then I get out. And, dude, for, like, the whole time I'm there, all I hear is barking. And it echoes in my head, and then, I just get so fucking pissed there. So, if you're gonna do that to me, please pave your fucking road. That's that. Now, the next thing I would like to talk about here that I've experienced in the past couple days is, are you aware that we have a place here that teaches people how to be parents?
What?
Yeah,
I
didn't
believe
either.
There's an actual place
really
like that.
Like, if you
like,
need
you
to
that,
know,
you suck that bad, you have to go take a class.
Yeah,
on how to be a parent.
Or I think most of what it is people that got in trouble and got their kids taken away because of meth. I'm
or
sure.
Or had a kid at like 12.
Yeah, yeah, and then they get the kid back, or they, you know, they finally take responsibility and they go to this place. And these people, like, it's so creepy, dude. You first walk in and it's like a normal house. But there's, like, different families in there, and it's like...
Live in there?
No, they go there, and they pretend to be families. And then
what?
These people are, like, watching over them and, like, making notes and shit. And they're like, well, that was okay, but this is what you should have done.
That's so fucked up.
It is so weird, though, because I walk in there...
I can't believe that's real.
Oh, my God. But the ladies that work there, this is the thing I kind of wanted to get to, was they are the biggest fucking cunts, literally.
Didn't they run it?
They're fat. Yeah, they're fat cunts. And that got me thinking, if cunts teach people how to raise kids, aren't those kids going to be cunts?
Yeah, I would have to agree.
Yeah, cunt plus cunt equals
more cunt.
Big cunt.
Really big cunt.
Cunt squared, if you will.
Cunt
pi
squared.
R cunt. It is so fucking... And if you seriously need someone to tell you how to raise your kids... you shouldn't have kids, maybe. Duh, really, don't have them. We have, like, what, 3 abortion clinics in this godforsaken shithole?
And no one wants
to use
a condom, though.
Fucking use one. Or, yeah, like we said before,
which
pull
is why
the
there's
fuck
so
out.
Many diseases.
Oh,
maybe we have chlamydia
ridiculous.
Falls.
And then you go there, and these fucking fat cunts teach your kids how to be fat cunts, and then your kids are gonna have kids, and guess what? Ugh, fat cunts. Really, yeah, so...
It's just a race of fat cunts.
Get an abortion is all I have to say. And I dread going to that place because you just open the door.
How'd
and it just...
How do you find out about that?
I deliver there.
Seriously?
Yeah, it's just you open the door and it's like defeat and fat cunt smell. If
wow.
you can mix defeat and disappointment
right.
and kinda fat
like,
cunt.
Kind of like how old people smell disgusting. And like,
yeah,
like
all,
rotting
like
flesh.
Like old, yeah.
Yeah, they
smell
decaying
like,
flesh.
Yeah. Like
this place smells like cunt.
Like a stale bag of ham. Really? You know, your eye just totally...
Wow. Did you? Okay.
That was weird.
So they smell like rotten cunts.
Huh? Oh, God. Yeah. So I hate that place. And let's see. Oh, this is awesome. So have you ever been with a girl, been having sex with a girl?
Wait, yeah?
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. That was the first part to the question. I just wanted to make sure.
I was expecting more.
Otherwise, this whole thing would have been useless. So, when you're having sex with that girl, is it weird that I'm looking at you now?
No.
Because where you're sitting? This is kind of like we're just hanging out with these big dildos in our faces.
Right.
Okay, so, when you're having sex with a girl, has she ever asked you to choke her, like, while you're fucking her? Like, here, choke me.
Yeah.
She has? Who?
No, why?
No, wait, what? Make up your mind.
No, I said yeah to, I was.
You understand what I'm talking about, but you've never done it.
That's never happened.
Okay, well, that happened to me. Well, it's happened a few times, but the most recent time was last night with, let's call her Betty 2. Actually, okay, we're going to do.
Betty Foo-Foo?
Betty. We're going to do a little rearranging here. Okay, the 17-year-old religious version, you are now Betty 2, and the choking sex girl, you are Betty 1. Okay.
So you just kind of keep downgrading them.
Right, because she's, well, no, because she's older, so I want to take this chronologically.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so. Choking sex. Guys, if your girl is not into this, try it. You will fucking, oh man, it'll be great. So the only thing I really worry about, like, you gotta do it when you're on top of her, and maybe you have like her right leg up and you hook your arm around it onto her chest, and then the other one is under a titty, and then on her neck. Do you get the position here?
Yeah, I get
on top, ramming it home,
right?
Leg up under. Okay, so, and then you squeeze and you kind of push down on their chest, and it restricts the breathing. Oh my god, dude! If your girl isn't into this, make her into it. Tie her down first or whatever.
Whatever
it'll,
you gotta do,
it'll be great. Now, of course, with every wonderful thing, there's always a downside. And, well, I kind of worry that I'm just going to, like, check out for a few minutes while I'm choking her. You know, like,
right.
Maybe not really daydream. I don't want to say, okay, fuck, I've already said it. Well, it's not that it's, like, boring and I'm just drifting off. It's just sometimes, you know, you check out. It's,
yeah,
you're
I do that
so
all the
caught
time.
Up in the moment and you just... You like your mind goes blank. So basically, I'm really worried about that happening and me like actually killing her. And like,
cause you
realize, I realize what I'm doing and look down and she's like not breathing and shit.
What would you do if that happened?
I would finish.
Yeah, of course.
Probably, I would probably come inside her.
Yeah,
cause
why not?
She's dead.
Right.
Right. And then I would leave and immediately come
leave?
Here to record a show, thus making my alibi.
And you wouldn't say anything? You just leave her there?
Well, I don't know. I would feel really bad if that did happen. But then
just go bury her or something.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. There's a lot of good body dump sites like around.
Especially
here. Ever since
here,
I've been reading that serial killer book,
you've been looking.
Yeah, well, no. I just like when I'm out delivering and shit, I just notice like, oh man, that would be a fantastic place to bury a body.
Yeah,
you know,
you
or,
never know.
Yeah, weight it. excuse me. Weight it down with some rocks and send her on. You know, on down the road there. But yeah, when you're doing this, it is like, even for the girl, she gets it because it cuts off the air, and it just, it's a feeling of submission, I think, almost, maybe, no? I don't know. Guys, write in. If you guys had anything related to this, choking or submissive stuff like that, email info@thejamhole.com and let us know what you guys do, because this is what we do, not with each other. Yet.
Yes.
But I'd choke the shit out of you.
Nice, thanks.
Yeah. But yeah, you are, like, for the girl, it's cool. And then for the guy, it's like you kind of feel like you're in control. Like you could just look right into her eyes and just squeeze a little harder, and then that would be it. And, you know, that, I don't know.
That's
there's just something about that. Like, I have your life in my hands.
Right.
Literally.
I could kill you.
Yeah, exactly.
But you won't.
Well, yeah.
I mean, mostly.
I would feel bad because she is a really cool girl, and I've known her for a long time. And
yeah.
Yeah, that's all I'm going to say about that. Now,
it's
the next
different
thing.
If it's a one-night stand.
Right, yeah. And, I mean, yeah. If you were going to do that, you might as well just go get a whore and kill her.
Yeah.
Either.
No one. Then if you kill her, no one will care because it's a whore.
Yeah, exactly. No one cares about whores.
Yeah, fuck it.
So, I don't even think pimps would really matter. He'd be like, oh, there goes another bitch.
Yeah, I mean, when, like, a nasty whore gets killed, you think there's any news about it? Because they probably see, oh, a dead whore. Well, she
right.
must have just overdosed.
Must have just OD'd. Yeah.
As long as you don't have a bunch of bruises from beating her or something.
Yep. That's true, because then your fingerprint would be in there.
Right.
Don't wink at me while we're
I'm
talking. You winked at me.
I didn't wink.
Then you did it subconsciously.
No, I didn't.
Queer boy.
I didn't.
You kind of did.
No.
I saw it. This eye.
Whatever.
You totally. You looked
you're
at me and then
shit.
You're like.
Just like you heard the phone ring.
Okay, fuck off. All right. The next thing, last thing here before we do snooze is I'm going to give you guys a little advice here. I know no one's asking for it.
But we're going to give it to you.
We're going to give it to you. I'm going to give it to you. You're going to give it to me. We're all going to just give it, and then we're going to get it. But, guys, this is kind of for you, for your girls. So, girls, if you're lesbies or if you want to show your guys this, then fuck it. Everyone who's listening, listen up and listen up good. This is how to give your girl the most amazing, amazing, amazing orgasm. I almost said organism. My writing is sloppy.
Get AIDS?
Orgasm ever. What? What's that have to do with AIDS?
Organism?
Nice, nice. So, most awesome orgasm ever.
You almost did it again.
Shut up, I did not. I just learned this last night.
Okay.
Okay. With Betty One.
You're going to get it mixed up.
No, it doesn't matter.
Okay.
It's all made up.
Yeah.
Whatever. So, Betty One. Heard from a friend about this cool thing that you can do to the clitoris. And this is, oh, dude, this was amazing. She almost bucked my face, like, broke my neck. She,
wow.
Oh, God, it was the coolest thing ever. So, I'm going to just go through. I have, like, six steps here, basically, of how to do this. First step is you have to know where the clit is. If you don't...
That's a good start.
If you don't know what or where the clit is, I'm not talking to you.
You probably never had sex anyway.
Right, right. Or if you have, you're doing it with guys because guys don't have clits.
Yeah.
As far as I know. Do you have a clit?
No.
Does your mom have a clit? Oh, that was the look. Dude, I told you, don't talk about my mom or trying to fuck her anymore.
You can talk about it. You're just not going to do it.
Okay. So, know where the clit is. Now, you want to start off by, you know, excuse me, licking the clit. You got to get it started. Get it to come out a little bit, you know?
Poke its head out.
A good way to do this is, I know this is probably old and you all probably all know. We know how to do this, Matt. You're not telling us anything new. Lick that shit alphabet style. You know what I'm talking about?
I know what you're talking about.
A, you know, go through the letters, but don't move your whole head like a fucking retard. Just do it with your tongue. Trust me. She will love it. So, you do that for a while. You get it nice and going and wet, and, you know, you are moving. It's setting the mood. And now you want to grab the girl's hands and put them on the lips of the vag. What are those called? The lips,
I can't remember.
The beef curtains. You want to pull back the beef curtains. No. So you want her to kind of grab it, you know, gently or rough, if she's into that.
Whichever.
Which hopefully she will be. And you have her pull them apart so that the clit is exposed. And it's just sitting there like a little pearl in the oyster. Is that what pearls
yeah,
come in?
Okay. Oyster.
A little pearl in the oyster. Now, what you want to do, guys, this is the tricky part. You're going to have to do a few things all at the same time. So, you know, if you need to pause this and listen to it a few more times to get what I'm saying, she only had to explain it to me once. I would want to just say now.
Are you proud of that?
Fuck yeah.
Nice.
I am proud of that. Right. You can teach an old dog new shit.
Yeah.
That's right. So, hands holding vag open, clitoris exposed. You want to put your lips over your teeth. You know what I'm talking about?
Right.
Okay?
So, you know, that's awesome that you're showing me.
I know. I want you to be able to do this
right
to whoever you're going to do this with. Whoever, whoever you know that has a clit. Okay?
All right. You should stop talking like that.
So, basically, you're covering up your teeth with your lips, and you, like an old person, like...
Right.
You know, okay.
With your dentures
right
out.
Maybe we'll take a picture of me doing it so you guys know exactly what I'm talking about. Maybe I'll get Betty One to let me take pictures of me actually doing it.
Yeah. I think that's considered pornography, though.
So?
So, I don't know. I don't know if you can just put that shit out there on the internet like that.
What? It's, just, like, are you kidding? Website? Are you being sarcastic?
No, we'd have to put like a disclaimer on our website.
I don't know if we can put porno on the internet.
No, I'm saying
I don't know if it can possibly hold anymore. This might be the tipping point.
That's not
point.
What I mean, though.
We might crash the internet with this shit.
No, that's not what I mean.
But Betty One is like older. If this is all,
yeah,
good.
I know, okay. Not that. But okay. You have to put a disclaimer on the website saying that you have to be 18
whatever.
Or
Shut
whatever to
up.
See that. Hey, I'm
you're
just
blowing
saying.
My buzz. Okay, so lips over teeth. Now, what you want to do? This is hard. You want to put your lip-covered teeth over the clit, and you want to kind of like pinch the clit in between your lips. But you kind of want to suck also at the same time, but you just want to do that a little bit. And if you do it just right, you'll know because you'll have a little exposed clit right in your mouth, but and you're holding it, and it kind of feels like you could pop it, you know, because
really?
You're putting
weird.
A little pressure on it, and it's making it come out. And what you want to do is just start licking the fuck out of it while you're putting pressure on it and while you're also sucking it out. And oh my god, she will fucking kick you in the face with her pussy. I guarantee it. This is the best thing ever. I don't know why I've never heard of it before. I don't really go online and like research how to eat pussy. I've never had any complaints yet, so, you know, just saying. But yeah, try that, and you just keep licking it back and forth, side to side, you know, break out the alphabet style if you want, you know, and you just keep doing that until she just blows cum all over your face. And that is that.
You know, it's kind of funny to think about that someone might be taking sex advice from a podcast.
Right? How cool would they be? They're like, boy, when they make robots sex slaves, I am going to please the fuck out of her.
Because you're too
seriously,
scared to
geeks.
Talk to a
geeks.
Real girl.
Okay, geeks, I'm talking to you. Geeks, nerds, all you motherfuckers. Oh, well, actually, it's not a motherfucker if you're not fucking the mother. Shut the fuck up, okay? If you ever want to have sex, just take my advice right here about the clit thing and the choking thing, probably, and go out to a bar or wherever there is women or guys, I guess, if you're into that.
Hopefully
that,
not.
Well, hopefully so, because that's more girls for us, but...
That's true.
Whatever. And go have sex. That's all I really had to say. Just please do us a favor and go have sex. It'll make you that much less of a fucking geeky nerd.
That we're talking to you, Lance.
That's right. Lance Wackerly. Put down the mic and go have some sex, please. Actually, Lance is the one that has a girlfriend, isn't he?
Oh,
so
yeah.
He says. Did you hear the episode where all their gay listeners, like, they have the biggest gay listener, more than, like, Fox in the City, more than Don and Drew, probably.
Well, yeah,
of
obviously.
Gay listeners.
That's not a surprise.
And they all wrote in saying that they thought Lance was gay because of certain things he talks about. Like,
that's
subconsciously,
awesome.
He'll say something a certain way. And they pointed out, like, everything. So, Lance, welcome out of the closet. Congratulations.
Yeah, you can't hide anymore.
Yeah. So... if any of you guys do end up trying this and you do get pussy to the face,
or
like hard and it breaks
even.
Your nose and it's, or anything, just, if you guys try this, email us info@thejamhole.com and let us know, because I want to see what other people, maybe it was just because I was fucking good at it, or maybe she's just really super sensitive, but I want to know what other people have to think about it. So, eating pussy with your lips over your teeth, sucking, licking. Yes.
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 All right. Well, 28 minutes in, episode 21 of The Jam Hole. You ready to do some news?
Do some news.
Let's do some news.
All right. One, two, three.
Oh, damn it!
I beat
that
you
was
again.
A repeat of yes or of Monday's show.
Yeah,
I pulled out the paper and you cut me with the scissors. I know why you always pull out scissors, you emo fuck.
Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah, right. So, let's do some news. What do you got there?
I didn't even sort through these. I'm
looking
at what I want to do first.
Prepare much? Just start from the top.
I will.
Right now.
I got victim didn't deserve to die like that. Whatever.
Didn't deserve to die like that. You should have died a nice way.
Is there a nice way to die?
OD from heroin would probably be pretty
probably
sweet.
That'd probably be all right.
Yeah, I don't know. Dying in your sleep would be preferable.
Yeah.
So you didn't realize. That would be weird. Like, could you imagine just going to sleep and then, like, not dying in your sleep?
You wouldn't even know you died.
Yeah.
Maybe.
So, wow, that blows my mind.
That is kind of mind-blowing.
Wow. All right.
So this one comes from Greenville, South Carolina.
Ooh, we have some good stories coming out of SC, son.
Yeah, well, it's kind of backwards, isn't it?
Kind of.
Kind of.
Like the whole state?
Yeah. Well, yeah. So are we. Just
yeah, well, way. Yeah, we're more, I like to think of us as a modernized Hills Have Eyes type society.
Yeah.
You know?
A little better.
I have a pocket PC, PDA phone and all that shit. Right. It's not an iPhone like all you fag douchebags in California have, but hey, it's awesome.
We're right in the middle somewhere.
Yeah, we got cool stuff. Fuck, we got this podcast. We're probably the only podcaster in Montana.
I bet. That's right.
That's right. Montana's leading podcast group.
By default.
So, speaking of Montana's leading group of podcasts, us, I was thinking of going around to all these radio stations because I deliver water to them.
Yeah.
And, like, burning the latest 5 or 10 episodes of The Jam Hole onto a disc and, like, just leaving them there. And somehow, I don't know the logistics of it. I don't have it all worked out. But basically, the end game is them paying us to do this.
Right.
Right.
That the end result.
That is where I would like to be.
Yeah.
I would
you
like.
You just got to figure out how to get there.
Right. So, anybody knows how to get there, email info@thejamhole.com.
Okay.
Back to the story. All right.
The hands and feet found in bags outside two Greenville residents belong to a 34-year-old Greenville woman who was reported to believe on Friday to be alive on Friday, investigators said Tuesday afternoon.
So she's missing hands and feet, but they think she's still alive?
Yeah.
This kind of reminds me of Dexter, the ice truck killer.
Really?
When he was cutting off hands and putting them in places and shit.
I didn't see that.
Oh, you have to watch that. Dexter's a cool show. It's got that gay dude from 6 Feet Under in it. Remember the gay brother? That was a cool show, too.
Yeah, that's
remember
a good show.
He's in that.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Greenville County Coroner Parks Evans said that investigators have not determined whether the woman, Michaelo, whoa.
You know what?
Nicole?
Now that you're sitting there, it makes me want to pop that zit on your face.
Okay.
Like, that's all I can look at now. Will you take a moment and do it? No.
Yeah, right.
All right. Continue.
All right.
Sorry.
Nicole Michelle Harris was alive or dead when her hands and feet were removed.
Ooh.
Wow.
Like an amputation?
Yeah.
Dude,
sucks.
That's nubs. She's nubs.
She's nubs.
She's nubs. Oh, God. She may not like to walk. She may not like to talk. But, boy, she sure knows how to rock. She's nubs. Diddly, diddly, diddly. Fucking no effects.
That's no effects.
Yeah, dude.
I've never heard that
song. Not the war on errorism. Yeah, maybe it was the war on errorism.
Hmm.
I don't know. Awesome song. She's nubs.
Evan said that the case is not yet being classified as homicide, but that if Harris was alive and not under surgical care, the time her hands and feet were removed, it's unlikely she could have survived.
Oh, so they think maybe a doctor had something to do, like removed him and then like had no place to dispose of him, so he just chucked him out.
It's like, well, her arms and legs needed to be cut off for some reason.
Right. Maybe she
for
kept,
her health,
maybe
so she, I threw them away.
Maybe she kept trying to run away, and he's like, this'll teach you.
And you can't use your arms
That's
either.
Right. Get a rope.
Get a rope.
Spread them. Spread them wider now. Fucking Buck 65. Love that shit, too.
That is great.
Love it.
Quote, I don't think we're looking for the rest of the body, and at the time, as soon as that's recovered, it will become a homicide investigation,
Evan
said.
I don't think we're looking for the rest of the body.
Are you serious? You're just not going to bother?
They're like, what are you going to do?
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
You win some, you
lose
some.
She's probably a whore.
Yeah. Just another prostitute.
Well, yeah.
Who cares?
Not I.
Not me either.
All right.
Harris's mother, Jessie Harris of Fountain Inn, said that she last spoke to her daughter a week ago. Other family members said that she had been seen at a store on Friday.
A whore store.
A whore store.
Boom!
Nice.
Thank you.
Evan said the fingerprint evidence identified the hands had belonged to Harris. Evan said that while there is no definitive proof, there is no reason not to believe... What?
Nothing.
What do you...
I was saying you should read that quote. Okay, I'm going to stop looking at your story.
Okay.
Sorry.
You're ruining it. There is no reason not to believe the feet were also removed from Harris. What?
You're being kind of quiet also.
Oh, sorry.
Talk into the mic.
Into the mic. It's in. Is it? Is it in?
I don't know. Can you feel it?
I don't think I can feel it.
There you go. All right. There you go.
I think it moved itself.
I moved it for you.
No, I mean before that.
Okay. Continue.
Okay. The hands and feet were not decomposing, indicating that they were removed only a short time before they were found, Evan said. Well, she just disappeared Friday, so.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
And this was on Monday.
So, hey, do you think anyone will lend her a hand?
Oh!
Boom! 2-1, baby! Ow!
So what do you say to someone like that if they're going to do a play? You can't go, hey, break a leg.
Oh! Mine's better.
Yeah.
That was still all right, though.
Yeah, it was okay. Break a leg. That's all I could think of.
Really?
That's all I
break
could
a leg. Brayden.
Fuck you.
Brayden, look at me.
I'm looking. Face fuck. That's not going to happen.
Oh, if I break a leg, it might.
If you break a leg.
If I break your leg.
I'll break your leg if I'll you face fuck me.
I'll fuck you.
Get it?
Man. Oh! Wah, wah. Okay.
The last known address for Harris was... Okay, I didn't skip anything. Wow. Mm. That was close. Last known address for Harris was a house on King Street in Greenville. The youngest of six children, Nicole Harris, was the mother of four children. I don't care.
All right.
All right. Well...
Nice story,
yeah,
bud.
Yeah, that's a good story.
Is that it for that?
That's about that. That story sucked.
Right. That did kind of suck. South Carolina, you're letting me down,
yeah.
All right?
You're ruining our show.
Well, let's see if I can redeem us here.
Hopefully.
Cottaging is in quotes, whatever the fuck that is, closes campus toilets. A male toilet block at Queen's University in Belfast has been closed for more than 2 years over fears it was being used for cottaging.
What
now,
is cottaging?
Would you like to take a wild fucking guess at what cottaging might be? Sorry, I had to turn my head to burp.
Yeah.
You're welcome,
Georgia. I'm guessing it's something sexual.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, you are correct.
Seriously?
Yes, cottaging
is fucked up.
Cottaging is a slang term for gay sex in a public toilet or using Oh, wow. Hey, Lance, when's the last time you went out cottaging?
When was that story written?
Boom. Nice one. Yesterday, I believe. It's either gay sex in a public toilet or using such a facility to arrange sex elsewhere. So you would meet in the toilet and then be like, so you want to go to my house?
Toilet?
And then the girl's like, oh, we can't go to my house. My parents are home. Can we go to your house? And the dude's like, oh, no, we can't go to my house because my parents are home.
That's funny that
they're
they
like,
would meet
oh,
there.
Oh, well, let's just fuck right here. Okay. And
okay.
Then they do it. And then that's cottaging.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's
so
kinda weird.
The university even considered installing CCTV or closed circuit television for
what?
Those of you that don't know, in the toilet block in the basement of its main library. The final straw was an email sent to some students from an external bulletin board, probably MySpace,
probably
advertising the venue.
So would put a camera in there?
They want to. They said the university considered doing it.
I don't think that would be legal.
You think? Yeah, I don't think you can.
I mean, I've never seen a bathroom anywhere ever.
Actually, when
in
Keith
it.
And Brother Love from the Keith and the Girl Show were going to the strip clubs, Keith said he thought, because he always would go into their bathrooms and like bust his nuts and shit,
right.
So he wasn't, you know, walking around with a fucking hard on all the time, which is totally understandable, Keith, totally. But he said, like, one of them, there was a camera, he thought. Like, he could have sworn there was a camera in there watching him. And
watching
he, like,
him
just beat off even more and, like, smiled. Smiled at him and gave him the finger and shit. Yeah.
Wow.
But yeah, so I don't know what the laws are. If anybody knows, email info@thejamhole.com. Let us know.
I almost think that's an invasion of privacy or something like that.
Right, but then they would turn around and say, well, you're not using the facility for what it was made for.
But still, you shouldn't have the right to, like.
Yeah, well,
watch
no
for
shit.
That,
no
then,
shit. And that's, I don't know, that's kind of weird. Like, at this place I went to in Florida, this detox rehab kind of place, they had...
Celebrity rehab.
Well, yeah, but not celebrities, unless you consider me a celebrity.
Maybe.
But yeah, maybe one day. Maybe this will come out one day when I'm, like, running for president. They'll be like, oh, he was in detox, he was in rehab, he's a drug addict.
The show would kind of ruin it.
Okay, I've been clean for a month now, thank you very much.
Having this show would be...
But what
a showstopper for?
Oh, you think? You think? I would podcast from the Oval Office. I don't know.
That would be sweet.
The president's
I'll
podcast.
I'll be your vice president.
We could call it the PP.
The PP.
The president's podcast. But oh, anyway, yeah, this place I was at in Florida, our most fucked up state, also, they had cameras in the rooms so they can make sure that you weren't, like, trying to have sex with the
right.
other people in there. And then, but in the bathrooms, they didn't have any cameras, which
so
was
you could have
cool.
sex in the bathroom.
Well, no, because I met this girl down there and we kind of, like, were friends and shit. And we both tried to sneak into, they had, like, this room with a sauna and a hot tub in it.
Uh-huh.
Like, she went in and started the water and shit, and then I was like, do 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 do, and I fucking bolted. And like literally 2 minutes later, the fucking guy was like in there pounding on the door and shit. He's like, I saw that, come on.
Oh, that's
like,
sucks.
You motherfucker.
They saw you both go in there.
Yeah, so
that's shitty.
But yeah, like I was getting back to my point. They don't have cameras in the bathrooms, but I understand this is a totally different subject, but I don't know.
I mean, even a place like that doesn't have cameras in the bathroom.
Right,
you
that's what I'm trying to
like,
say.
Yeah.
You got a bunch of junkies and alcoholics
and
shit.
And there's cameras everywhere else.
Right. Yeah, there was cameras in all of the rooms.
Yeah,
and, like, the main rooms, like the halls and all that shit outside. And yeah, so I don't know.
Well, what they should do is they should just put a camera outside the bathroom door and watch that one. And when two, like, faggy-looking guys go in, they'll just go and check it out.
Or even when one faggy guy goes in, just go in there and roll him out.
Right.
quote, I understand that this problem has been going on a number of years, said a member of Queen's staff in an email. Quote, I would suggest that we lock the toilets at night, but then no one would be able to dump. No, but I've heard that this also happens during the day. So, CCTV could be the answer, but we would have to be careful about where we locate cameras. So, yeah, I think there's very, very, very minute, your dick's length, thin line. See how I squeezed that in there?
Mm-hmm.
How small?
Oh.
Thin line between, you know, where you can have cameras and where you can't.
Right.
So,
you can't
especially
be able to,
when,
like, see them urinating
especially,
taking the dump.
Especially when people's penises and pussies are concerned. You know,
right.
You gotta be careful with that shit.
Yeah. It's delicate.
It is delicate. It's really delicate.
Very delicate.
Especially when you cover your teeth with your lips and then suck the clit out and then, oh, God, so
then it's,
delicate.
That's as delicate as it gets,
fuck
I think.
Yeah. Oh, let's see. Another staff email read, quote, an email was sent to a number of QUB students advertising the basement of the main library tower as a rendezvous point for gay men. Oh. What do you think they called it? The butt sex bulletin?
Ding!
Point. What do you think they called it?
I have no idea.
You have nothing?
No.
Nothing?
I didn't even think yours
nothing
was that
to write. Oh.
I'm too ashamed after that. I can't.
Oh.
That wasn't a point.
Quote,
that was a false ding.
Fuck
you get
you.
Negative points.
Fuck off. Quote, there have been suspicions of similar misuse of these facilities over the years, and they have been closed for periods and spot-checked by security staff at other times.
That was good.
Fucking yeah.
You
at
homo.
Least I'm not going to die because I'm a careless fairy. Oh, hey, queer. Fucking Distorted View. You guys, if you like our show and you haven't heard of Distorted View, go there and check it out. Tim does an awesome show. Except, Tim, okay, now I'm talking to you. Tim, that's bullshit. No, but if I tell him that we talked about him, he'll have to, because
really?
That's how podcasters
are.
Because
that's how that shit works.
Exactly. So,
good
Tim.
Good time to wait until like 40 minutes.
Tim Henson. Okay? Timothy James Henson. Mr. Henson, listen to me. That's some fucked up shit. That you're only giving us free members like 3 or 4 shows a week now because you're free. We made you, motherfucker. We made your shit what the fuck it is now. We were cool with, you know, paying $5 a month or $50 a year, superfreaksideshow.com, if you guys want to sign up. I don't even plug my shit that good.
Yeah.
Wow. Fuck off. But dude, seriously, that's weak shit. What? You know, you have like seriously, you don't have anything better to do, Tim, really.
You're only good cuz we like you.
Yeah. Well, no, he was good before us.
No, but
he's
I mean,
been in this shit for like 4 or 5 or 6 years.
I mean just fans and yeah, his listeners.
Yeah. We should battle him with stories. Like we'll cuz we kind of do the same stories sometimes and then we'll leave it up to the listeners to see who did them better.
Yeah,
maybe.
But his show's a lot shorter. So
well, yeah,
kinda,
that's true. We're in a show and a half right now.
He'd be plugging right now.
Yeah, he'd be like, I don't even know. I have that shit memorized. I always say it with him because he says the same thing like yeah. every time. But yeah. So yeah, Tim, give us back our 5 days a week show, please.
Please.
Quote, since this incident, we have kept the toilets locked but are looking at a longer-term management strategy. We are considering removing some of the cubicles. That's what I'm saying. Fuck it, man. Let people just piss outside. Who cares?
Who cares?
The place fucking stinks anyway. It's not like it's going to make a difference. And you know what? If they're going to fuck, let them use your fucking little shithole bathrooms.
Why do they even care,
if you're
honestly?
Nasty enough to go... I mean, I picture these being like outhouses.
Yeah.
I could not it's get nasty. My dick into wanting to do some pussy with that smell.
Right.
That's worse than that house I went into that reeked like dog shit. I mean, it just sits there and festers and ugh.
I'd just be thinking about the nasty
yeah.
fucking shit smell.
There's no fucking way. Unless you were into like some hardcore fecal fucking porn. Scat.
Aren't you?
Scatology. I have an extensive scat porn folder. Best quote ever. Yeah, so, you know, really, though, who gives a fuck? Gay people are gonna fuck ass no matter what.
Yeah, you're not stopping them.
You might as well give them a nice place to fuck ass.
Or a dirty one
where
like that.
It stinks like ass. Yeah.
At least, maybe that's why they can stand it, because they are fucking ass. They're kind of used to the smell.
Yeah. I just want to read one more thing here. In February this year, following an article in a student newspaper, The Gown, sounds like a bunch of queers, the university denied that the closure was linked to concerns over cottaging. They're like, so, did you close the toilet because of all the, quote, anal butt sex?
Why did they have to
no,
call it cottaging?
We didn't. I don't know. Cottaging.
That's fucked up.
It's kind of like playing house, maybe. Like a cottage is a house.
I don't know. But it's
or maybe it's because they're all fat and it's cottage cheese.
That doesn't really work. I don't know. But they're just gay. They're not fat.
I don't know.
I mean, some of them probably are, but.
Yeah. After BBC News obtained the above emails and others, the university released the following statement. Quote, the toilets within the university's main library remain closed for a number of reasons.
Probably
the first
not.
Of
probably
which
just that one.
Being gay butt sex.
Yeah, gay butt sex.
It's like the college, if they don't close it, they're single-handedly spreading the AIDS virus by allowing this to happen.
Because,
you know, only queers get AIDS.
Only.
Yeah. And if you got AIDS and you're not a queer,
what happened was,
you're a queer.
A queer had sex with another queer and somehow, one queer had AIDS and had sex with another gay guy. Then that gay guy had sex with a girl.
Right.
And
right.
then she spread it to
But before all that, obviously it was a black guy fucking a monkey.
Obviously. I mean, what else could it be?
Well, no, right?
Well, isn't a black guy fucking another black girl fucking a monkey?
Oh! It's hot in her. Damn, dude. Wow.
What?
You're 18 now? You think you're all bad? You can talk that shit?
Well, I can say that anyway.
I am proud of you. That was good. That was a point to you for sure. Oh, here's some of the reasons they gave. Gay sex not being listed here. excuse me. Quote, these include, among other things, there's the gay sex, other things,
yeah.
An oversupply of toilets within the library building, or their poor state of repair, or, and...
all the fucking cum all over
the place. Right, and, like, broken tiles from, like, gay guys' heads getting pounded into the fucking shit.
I'm surprised you imagined it that much.
Oh, yeah, dude. I mean, could you imagine being behind a dude and, like, just ramming his head into the tile while you're fucking his ass? Yeah, I just got off, like, 5 of our listeners just now.
I bet. What's that say about our show?
What? That we have gay listeners because we're sexy motherfuckers?
Yeah, that's probably
so sexy.
They just, after you read that one story in your sexy voice, oh, man. It just captured
Dude, that was like everyone that, all of our listeners busted nuts or came in their venenes all at the same time. It was like a tidal wave of,
It was an orgasm for everyone.
Right. Their poor state of repair and the university's plans to provide improved toilet facilities within the new Anthony O'Reilly Library, which is currently under construction. Some of these amenities include beds for queers to fuck.
What's the point?
I don't even
they're
know why
gonna,
I just said that.
They're just going to meet somewhere up, else. So what's the point in trying to stop them?
I know. It's stupid. There is no point. Yeah. So, gay dudes fucking in... Or people cottaging. Yes or no?
I don't care.
I don't really give a fuck. Whatever.
It's
We should go and try that. We'll go to the local bathroom and try to cottage.
I'll pass, thanks.
Well, not with each other. Maybe with some whores.
I don't even want to do it with a whore.
No?
Not the whores that I've seen around here.
No. Not the whores that hang out by those bathrooms. For sure.
For sure.
For sure.
For sure.
Oh, man, that girl is awesome.
Yeah. This one is the no incision and appendectomy.
In what?
No incision.
In what?
Appendectomy.
In what?
What? No. Incision?
No, you said it funny the first time. Go ahead.
I just kind of said, yeah. Anyway, over the past year, U.S. doctors have made strides in the use of a technique called natural orifice surgery.
A natural? Have you ever seen an artificial orifice? Okay, blow-up dolls. Okay, my bad.
Yeah, what's an unnatural orifice?
Blow-up dolls.
Well, I guess anything that...
Or a butthole. A guy's butthole, if
that's
you're a guy.
An approach.
Unless you're Lance Wackerly, then that's a completely natural orifice for your penis to go into.
Yeah.
Boom. Come get some, Lance. Come the fuck get some. I listen to your shit because I enjoy it. I would love to start fucking war with you. Let's fucking bring it. You
Not because we hate you
we
so
got
much,
beef,
because it's fun.
Fire up the barbecue because it's on. It is on, Lance and D of Sick and Wrong, sickandwrongpodcast.com. Come the fuck on and get some in your face. I will face fuck both of you.
You would like that.
They would also like
that. Yeah, they would like it too.
And you know
much.
The funny thing is, Lance's brother is actually gay.
Seriously?
He's like a bartender in a gay bar, and he's totally
so
gay.
Even if
he's
Lance,
a bear.
Just, you know, hypothetically.
Oh, of course.
Of course, hypothetically.
Because this is the internet.
Yeah, if Lance isn't gay, hypothetically.
I almost just blew rock star all over the place again. Thank you for waiting
gotcha.
Until I drank it. So, yeah, and that's a huge
that's
hypothetical.
That's a huge hypothetical.
Huge hypothetical.
I forgot what I was
saying. I knew that was coming. Thank you.
Okay.
Because of his brother, gay brother.
Because of, that's probably all why all the gay guys think he's gay. Because of his brother being gay, it kind of
so
rubs
saying,
off on him.
Nice.
If he isn't gay,
did you just explain all that just to get the he rubs off on him joke in?
Pretty much.
Nice. Dude, I'm giving you a point for effort. All right, continue.
An approach they hope will do away with the scarring, pain, and the long recoveries associated with some traditional operations. Last month, in an American surgical first, doctors at the University of California, San Diego, removed the appendix of a 24-year-old patient through her, get this, vagina.
What? Yeah. What? What?
Yeah. Yeah. Appendix
like,
out of the vagina.
Like, they just fucking put her in the cuffs, fucking spread the legs
open.
Closed his eyes and just fucking
fucking pull it out.
That should have been a fatality on Mortal
Kombat.
Yeah,
that'd be such a sweet
You throw
move.
Sonya on her fucking back and you rip her fucking
heart out
spandex
or
off and then you shove your hand through her fucking puss. I would do it through the taint. Like, not even in a hole.
Right,
I would make my own hole. Like, douche! Yay!
You, like, connect the two holes.
Well, I guess the appendix doesn't have a heartbeat.
Yeah,
but
you get her
you
heart.
Know, you know what I'm saying.
Right.
Fatality.
That would be awesome.
That would be awesome.
Surgeon Santiago Hargan and Mark Talamini made a small incision in the wall of the patient's vagina.
Oh, fuck, son. That hurt me, and I don't even have a vagina.
Through which Ow. They passed surgical tools and a small camera to the appendix, removing the organ through the same incision.
So, because the vagina goes into the uterus, not the stomach, like if you were to reach through the butthole. So, they should have went through the butthole. They wouldn't have had to make an incision. What I would have done, get this, I would have
fucked the butthole and got it all, like, you know, ready and open and
stretch
shit.
Stretch out a little bit.
Yeah, totally. And then I would have grabbed, you remember those handle arm things that had the claw at the end of it, and you'd squeeze the handle and it would open the claw?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
I would fucking ram that thing home and just, like,
with a little camera.
Well, fuck the camera. I would. I know what an appendix feels like. We all have them. You know?
Yeah, you know what it
but
feels
yeah,
like.
Or it would be like one of those stuffed animal games where you're trying to, with the claw, the crane that comes down.
Yeah.
So you'd have
her. So you'd have to put in a quarter.
Well, you'd have to have her propped up so her pussy was like, or her asshole was straight in the air.
Right.
And then you just fucking drop that thing like a ton of bricks.
Boom!
It'll like splash, do a nice little swan dive into the pussy, and then yeah, you just jiggle the joysticks around, and then yeah, boom.
Should you still have to put in a quarter?
I don't know.
No,
it's a good question.
Because
whenever
I play those games, it takes me a bunch of tries because you have to put in a bunch of quarters.
Yeah, I don't play those games.
Really, I have before.
I'm sure. Continue, please.
Okay. Surgeons also made a small cut in the bottom of the patient's belly button and inserted another camera through it to help guide surgery.
Wow. And her husband was like, hey, can you just leave those holes open? Because I would like to fuck that.
Yeah, I'm kind of bored with the other ones.
Yeah, right? She's a little loose, if you know what I mean. Like, not tight.
Yeah.
Like
hot dog.
Like throwing a golf ball down a hole.
Sticking your dick in a warm glass of water.
Exactly.
The procedure took 50 minutes from start to finish, 20 minutes longer than the standard laparoscopic appendectomy.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's about as long as it takes to do it.
Yeah, about.
If you're good at it.
Well, I'm going to stop there because it just kind of
keeps
going on.
Yeah. All right, let's get into this last story here. We'll do some butt plugs, and then we'll get the fuck out of here. Ooh, I have two more stories.
I have one more. You should do this one.
I'm going to do this one, actually. No, I don't.
Okay.
Let's do this one.
Okay, let's all do right. that one.
Girl dies after being beaten with... Dun, 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 a video game controller. I'm going to just let that sink in for a minute.
Yeah. You get that? That was a weapon choice.
Okay. This comes from Pennsylvania. A 2-year-old girl died after being beaten with a video game controller by her mother's boyfriend.
Aww.
Woo! Let's hear it for trailer trash parents.
Wow.
Yay! All right. Oh, I forgot you live in a trailer. I'm sorry.
Yeah, but I'm not trailer trash.
Just keep telling yourself that, bud.
Okay.
Wow. I'm not even going to say her first name. Let's call her D. D's mother overheard the beating Sunday.
D's nuts?
Oh, hello.
Nice.
Oh, man. D's...
You're thinking about it every time.
D's nuts overheard the beating Sunday, but did nothing.
That sounded awesome.
Until she realized the girl was unconscious, police said. The girl was pronounced dead late Monday at Hershey Medical Center.
Hershey.
Wow, Hershey squirts.
Yeah.
Homicide was added to the list of charges against Harvey L. Johnson on Tuesday. He was already in jail on counts including aggravated assault, reckless endangerment, and sucking at playing video games. The girl's mother,
you know, that's totally what happened.
Was thank you. I know that's exactly what happened.
I was gonna say
this
something.
Little 2-year-old was oh what
I was gonna say that he was probably just, you know, so bad at the game he just got pissed off and beat her.
Do you think maybe she kept, like, you know how little kids went, you
keep
know
fucking with your games?
Well, no, they just like wander around, you know. Yeah. They don't really have any goal in life, I guess you could say. There's no direction to what, so they're just randomly, and you know, it's trailer trash, so they have this little fucking TV with probably a stolen Xbox or something, and
probably an Atari
kid,
or something.
Yeah, right, the 2600. Yeah. I love that thing. But the kid was probably walking in back and forth in front of the TV. He was on his last guy, died, got pissed, and just wasn't even looking, fucking tossed the controller. Douche! Lights
out.
It
sounds
That's
like
all
he didn't
wrote.
Throw it, though. It sounded like he just keep beating her with it. Like,
well, let's continue.
Let's continue.
Let's see. So, I say he threw it. What do you say?
I say he beat her with
it. All right, $5?
All right, $5.
$5, all right. The girl's mother was charged with endangering the welfare of a child. It was clear from the bruises. Oh, hello,
thanks,
telephone.
Phone.
It's not like we're doing a fucking show here or anything. No.
Please continue. We'll wait.
No, hey, we'll wait, and so will our listeners. Yeah. Hold on a sec, guys. Uh-huh. How many rings do you think? I think two more.
Two more?
Two more. What do you think?
Well, that's one. I'll say four.
Oh,
four.
Nice.
That was
and?
One.
Oh! I was closer.
But
Well,
whatever.
Okay, where was I before we were so rude? What the fuck, people? We close at 5 o'clock.
Yeah, what the fuck
this
are you calling
this is why
for?
I do the show here, because it's a quiet place, you know? Who the fuck is calling... Oh,
what time
God.
Is it anyway?
What the fuck time is it? 8:30. Really, people? Really, adults? 8:30, you need something from this store. Really? Oh.
They need some more jam
fucking
for their holes if they call
oh,
them.
Oh, I'm gonna fucking yeah. Yeah. Yeah,
jam
get
some
of
their holes.
Now
fuck
I kinda,
me, dog.
Now I kinda see why black people bark, because white people are fucking retarded. Ugh. Anyway, sorry, listeners. I apologize for that personally by how rude our customers are. Let's see. BAS 19... Oh, wait. It was clear from the bruises and other injuries on the little girl's body that Sunday was not the first time she had been abused. Coroner said. He said it was one of the worst cases of child abuse he's ever seen.
It's always
every
the worst
time.
Case.
Oh,
always.
This is the worst. We learned that from Sick and Wrong. All the stories they read before we did, you know, the jam hole. All of them. Well, this was one of the worst cases of fucking a dude in the ass I've ever seen.
It's always the worst case.
This is the worst case of having sex with your mom I've ever seen. Fucking go fuck yourself. Seriously. And literally.
Seriously.
Oh, God. Let's see. I don't know. Oh, BAS 19 called for an ambulance Sunday and said Johnson had brought the unconscious child to her limp and wet. Ooh,
that's how I like my women.
Fucking A. Limp and wet. Yeah. Oh, man. From an attempt to revive her in a bathtub. Uh-huh. I'm sure. Yeah. Here, a little dick-to-mouth resuscitation. I don't know. She won't come, too.
Either will
but
he.
I came too. Boom! Oh, that was awesome, man. I am killing it tonight. You are kind of maybe
I had,
you are assaulting.
Hey, did
it.
You hear what I said?
Yeah,
I had the same
I
thing you did. Well, the opposite.
Uh-huh.
He didn't come too.
And opposites attract.
Yeah. Hey, you.
Wink at me. Creepy. Oh, let's see. Limp and wet. Right. Bathtub. Oh, Johnson, 26, acknowledged beating the girl with a video game controller, but did not say why because he was ashamed. That's not what it says. I just put that in there.
Yeah.
You're welcome. BA said that Johnson had abused the girl in the past and that she heard the girl scream after Johnson beat her Sunday, according to the affidavit. Detective Dana Ward said BA was charged because she did not intervene or try to get help for the baby. She's probably like, yeah, beat that bitch. She was pissing me off today. Little
yeah,
bitch
they don't when... know. She could have been a fucking cunt.
That's right. She just... could have been pawning this dude's noob ass at, like, Halo or something. And, you know, your noob ass can only get pawned so many times before you just start beating fools' asses with a controller.
Especially when it's a
two-year-old. Oh, yeah, dude.
I mean...
Could you imagine getting pawned by a two-year-old?
No, I couldn't.
Me neither.
I really couldn't.
Wow. Let's see. Johnson and Bayes remained in custody Tuesday's bail was set at $200,000, hers at $25,000. Through police, family members declined requests for interviews because they're all scumbags. All right.
Douchebags!
D-bags! So, that about wraps it up here for episode 21, the legal drinking age.
Did you have
age.
To look?
Yeah, kinda. Shut up. Don't fuck yourself. Yeah, so we're going to take the jam hole out tonight, get it wasted, and take full advantage of it. You got
full
anything else
advantage.
Before the plugs? Anything you want to
no.
say? How's your thing working out with that?
Yeah?
Good?
Yeah.
Literally?
Yeah.
All right. So, make sure you guys, I know I forgot about this Monday, but vote for us on Podcast Alley. We're hanging, what,
18 in the comedy ranking. Yeah. Where are we overall? Did you look?
No, I
haven't. Yeah, me neither. Fuck it.
And we still can't search for us. It's pissing me off.
We're never going to search for us. That's a podcast in Adam Douchebag Curry's way of keeping us down, I guess.
Yeah.
He's scurred.
Don't be scurred.
Don't be scurred, man. It's all funny ha-has. We bring it with the funny ha-has every Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Vote for us on Podcast Alley. Email info@thejamhole.com. Thejamhole.com is our motherfucking shit. MySpace.com/thejamholepodcast. Remember, if you guys ever have anything you want to say to us, we're not so famous to where we'll just ignore you. You know,
we're
about
not there
the people.
Yet. We're not there
well,
yet.
Well, we're there, but mentally, I will never do that.
Yeah, I won't.
No matter how many emails or messages or whatever I get, I will read them.
We always want to hear from
you. And yeah, if it's good or if it makes me laugh, we're going to read them on the show. Yeah, the Daily Splice, Go Fuck Yourselves, Team Evil Show, Dirtface, right on.
Yeah.
That it?
That it.
Jammin'.
It's kind of hard to wear high heels or slip on banana peels. How does she get in and out of tubs? I hope she don't get mad. I hope she thinks this song is good, not bad. 'Cause we think that she's totally rad, she's nuts. No fingers, no toes, she doesn't own elbows. No front teeth, no knobby knees, too not. She don't need knuckles or hands, she goes see punk rock fans. She's always in the stance, she's nuts. She can't pick up a phone, she can't get dressed alone. She's got no funny bones, she's nuts. No shoes, 4 feet, but we sure do think she's neat. She's nuts, she's nuts, she's nuts. I asked her if she wanted a drink. I asked her if she liked her I don't. I asked her to go out to the bar. But all she said was no thanks, no I know. It's time for us to leave, so I grabbed into her sleeve. Told her I'd see her at the next club. She got into a pack, so I put her on his back. She said goodbye and kinda waved her stuff. She's got beautiful eyes, a breast ring in her size. But without cap aside, she's nuts. It's hard to get good head, or get tattooed to a bed. When all you've got is a body and head, she's nuts. She's nuts. Oh, she may not walk the walk, and she may not like to talk, but boy, she sure knows how to rock. She's nuts.